You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. It's always an honor to bring on the man who really is going to fix Jersey. And also, since he was bold enough on the Zioli show, the capital of the sauce people, to say, sorry, Rich, it's gravy. There was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of tension on that. I was so glad to witness that live. Let's go to Jack Cetarelli here on Talk Radio 1210. Jack, you stood your ground. Artfully done. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, it's great to be with you. And yes, in our house, it is gravy. It's not pasta. It's macaroni. And because we make 100 meatballs at a time, we bake them. We don't fry them.
I don't know if that's a Zioli meatball. He's pretty good at that. Jack, we saw the first fall ad, thanks to Matt Rooney, headed up. I saw it on SaveJersey.com. And again, you must be hearing this on a campaign trail, and you are a New Jerseyan, unlike your opponent, so you get it. People don't want pronouns in sanctuary cities. Jackson Township just saying they're out of Jersey because of that. They want the problems fixed. Affordability is what we're told is the problem.
It really is, and it's all about taxes. Our individuals and our businesses don't pay the highest taxes in the nation. I'll reduce the size and cost of our state government to afford a tax cut for both our individuals and businesses. And, of course, we've also seen what's going on with monthly electric bills, making New Jersey all the more unaffordable. So I'll pull us out of Reggie. That saves $300 million for ratepayers on day one. We'll start producing electricity again via natural gas and nuclear. To hell with the wind farms off the Jersey Shore. They were never going to be able to satisfy our energy needs, and not to mention they're terribly expensive. And we'll get back to having a rational energy plan. So we can fix all these things. We just need the right kind of leadership.
And, Jack, that's a key thing. You just said it there, too. Belief. Sometimes it's hard, if I were in Jersey, to say no one can fix this stuff. So that's the right attitude, that the problems are not out of thin air. They were created by these policies and these people like Murphy. And the thing that you often emphasize, the number of people that are not from Jersey, they can't understand it. They can't bond with that. They have to walk around and make it up constantly.
Well, we've seen this with Corzine. He wasn't from New Jersey, and that didn't work out so well. We've seen it now with Murphy, who was not from New Jersey, and it's not working out so well. My opponent's not from New Jersey. I think that's why every time she's asked a question about the things that bother New Jerseyans every single day, she doesn't have an answer. So I don't think there's anyone who's ever been more ill-prepared to take on the governorship than my opponent, Don. But no worries. We're going to win this race.
Jack, at the congressional level, you know, post-Labor Day, Politico and others looking at this, and they believe there will be a showdown vote on members of Congress and the stock market, inside information, allegedly, that kind of thing. Ilhan Omar had to file recently. She's worth upwards of $30 million. Your opponent on a morning show in New York essentially said they may be worth $7 million, but the husband is the one that handles all that. How can she answer for it?
Well, actually, she increased her wealth by $7 million since the time she got from Congress. This is an issue of character, Dom. Now let's think about this. The New York Times reports that while she was sitting on the House Armed Services Committee, she was trading defense stocks. Okay? She went into a House Intelligence Committee, and this was the week before the pandemic was declared, and came out of that committee meeting and dumped all of her stocks before the stock market crashed. There's nothing people hate more than somebody that used a public office to enrich themselves. And even if everything she did was perfectly legal, that doesn't make it right. The perception is terrible.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at a story that broke yesterday, and I see your spokesperson was on it. Undecided independents. This is NJ.com. More likely to vote for Jack Cetarelli than your opponent in the governor's race. Have you guys identified, is there a one issue, Jack? Is it an overall feel? Because that's one of the keys to where we are at this point, people that are independents.
The middle class is hurting like never before. And the electricity rates have only made it worse and brought it home for a great many people who are opening up their monthly bill and wondering what it is they did wrong, or did they miss a monthly payment, or did the meter not function properly. So this is the case all across New Jersey. No governor's had better chance to solve these issues than Phil Murphy with a budget that's up from $36 billion to $60 billion in 8 years' time. It's 70% up, and yet everything's only gotten worse. And my opponents endorsed every one of his failed policies, tax and spend policies, public education policies, law enforcement policies, housing. It's been a failure across the board, and she supported every one of those policies. So that's what this election's all about.
Jack, usually over the years, I wouldn't look at the lieutenant governor candidates, except there's such a contrast. You have a guy who essentially is a cop, a sheriff, and I admire these guys from Morris County. It's an academic and a guy on the Cheryl's side who is pretty much a DEI aficionado, is in that circle, his income and everything else, something that you would think you would run away from at this point, or at least masquerade, cop on one side, law enforcement, DEI on the other.
I don't understand it one bit, but the one thing that her lieutenant governor and her have in common is they're both in hiding. Do you see these people out in the community each and every day shaking hands, engaging with New Jerseyans, talking about what their solutions are? They're nowhere to be found. In fact, my opponent last week just turned down the third debate invitation from CBS Channel 2 News out of New York. So there'll be no third debate. She's got to by law, she's got to participate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Debating too, but she turned down a third debate. We've seen this time and time again, but I really appreciate, Dom, you bringing up the qualifications of my lieutenant governor. Jim Gannon, the sheriff of Morris County, is a 40-year decorated local law enforcement officer. Started out on the beat 40 years ago in Booton Township. Great guy, knows his business, and we're making a very loud and clear statement that we support law enforcement. They've been demoralized, And we're going to have their back and let them do their job at keeping our community safe.
Jack, you mentioned two debates by law. I was unclear on that. Okay, so, you know, it's always suspect to me. And I say it when it's a Republican, too. Maybe because of what I do, and I think Rich joins in. If you can't debate, if you're not asking for a huge number of debates, it's fine to be out there meeting the people and all that stuff. But we have to see you time after time in debates with your opponent because people under stress reveal themselves. So she's refusing. There will be just two debates at this point?
There'll be the minimum two that are required by law.
Okay.
But as I said, she just turned down a third, and I'm not surprised one bit. I mean, when she does make a public appearance, she's got her favorite three-ring binder with her with a speech prepared by congressional staffers who also are not from New Jersey. And listen, people are going to start paying really close attention now, Dom, over the last 2 months of the campaign, and there couldn't be a more stark difference between the two of us. So I welcome the comparison.
Parting area for you, Jack. The issue of parental rights, the issue of school choice is near and dear to me, and I think in New Jersey it is huge. How is this playing out in the campaign? You're on the trail. Your guy said, it's going to be a lot of parades. I said, all right, let's do Tuesday, not Monday. It looked like you were at 7 or 8 parades yesterday. So the parental rights issue and schools, and it seems to me that New Jersey, look, I would give credit, all the spending, all the money, it was maybe in the top 10 states across the country, maybe. It seems to have slipped from that, and the emphasis is the governor's wife and the issue of climate. Homeschooling is under fire now, and there's a lot of homeschoolers in Jersey. They're afraid they're going to be forced into a curriculum, which is one of the reasons why they're not in the public schools. Talk about that for a bit.
Dom, I appreciate you bringing that up. Just last week, I participated in a press conference hosted by the New Jersey Home School Association. 80,000 children are homeschooled in New Jersey. To the best of my knowledge, they're on grade level for reading, writing, and math. And what the Democrats have done, and my opponent supports, are bills that make it virtually impossible to homeschool your kid. And if you do get the approval, they want you to build into the homeschool curriculum some of the very things that caused you to leave the public school curriculum to begin with. I don't think that's right. And I don't support that bill. And so last week we participated in that press conference to make it clear that when I'm governor, we'll respect parental rights. We'll have a parents' bill of rights in New Jersey. My attorney general and my commissioner of education will respect parental rights. We'll have a new school curriculum, and we will not have policy 5756. We won't be keeping secrets from parents anymore when I'm governor. That's immoral, it's indecent, it's wrong, and it's dangerous.
Jack, one of the real tells, if I were a moderating debate with the two of you, and I would frame this if it took me a half hour so that both sides would have to tell me something, is, say, in the first couple of weeks of your term as governor, something that is so important to you and something that you see as a governor being able to do, even if there's pushback, what would it be? We just talked about one, I think, in the sanctuary state stuff. But what is the core that you would try to accomplish?
I've said all along, Dom, executive order number one is
right.
We get rid of sanctuary cities.
Exactly.
We get rid of us being a sanctuary state. We should not be encouraging illegal immigration, and we shouldn't be handcuffing our local law enforcement in any way. There are things that they cannot do to keep our community safe when there's a sanctuary city or us being a sanctuary state that ends on day one. It's one of the top three or four issues in the state. People do not like that policy.
Jack, if you've seen this, I don't think they like the idea. If I'm across the bridge here in Pennsylvania, I have to pay full rate if I go to a Jersey school. But if I'm here illegally, I'm treated as if I'm same thing as someone who's legal. Pam Bondi won in Kentucky with this, where they're now rescinding that. So kind of hoping that will come up because people say the logic is flawed with that. Jack, how do we help? Volunteering, funding, where are you going to be, do you know, in South Jersey, in our listening area, anytime soon?
I'm sure I'm going to be there sometime soon, Dom. I usually don't know today's schedule
okay.
until I wake up in the morning and look at today's schedule. So,
okay.
You know, we were in South Jersey a whole lot over the holiday weekend. We're up in North Jersey today. I just left Mercer County, and I'm on my way to Morris County, and then we'll wrap it up tonight. I believe it's in Essex County. So, you know, we're out there on the trail each and every day. I make it a point to try to touch each one of our 21 counties at least once every week. And that's what I do. Pick up another state, I'm happy to do it.
Website, Jack, where people can go, more information to see all this, help out. What do they do?
Jack4NJ.com. That's the number four, Dom. Jack4NJ.com. You're going to learn a whole lot about the campaign and my whereabouts, where I am on the issues, the various coalitions that are out there that support my candidacy, and, of course, contribute if you're so inclined.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Nice work, as usual. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom.
All right, Jack Cetarelli here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. Again, this is a very, very close down-to-the-wire type of thing. Ilhan Omar admitting in a filing now she's worth upwards maybe of $30 million, she and the husband. And Jack, Mikey Sherrill, according to New York Times, and I think her own admission, increasing her wealth by $7 million. It may be legal, maybe unethical, yeah, and something that people just say, no, you can't be inside this stuff and then making a tremendous number of stock trades. That's going to be coming up for a vote sometime in September, probably. Not sure how Congress will go on that because a lot of them are in on it. It'll be a tell. All right, phone lines, though, hit us on the side question. All-time Andy, Andre, any of those, you can hit us with that. Scott Presser will be here at 2 o'clock. We'll dip into President Trump. Some major announcement. Is it Department of Defense becomes Department of War? Is it the space program? Is it something else? The story of the day that floors me is this betting outfit that we tell you the odds on all the time. Some of them are fun. Having to lower the odds to 1-1 that Trump will not finish his term because they were getting so much money at 3-1 odds that people think that's a good bet. We'll check and see if they're betting 1-1 odds. That's impossible to imagine. They'd be flooded with millions of dollars on the 3-1 even. Got to have much higher odds than that. And Dan, what was it with FanDuel?
Plus 210 for Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah. Right, versus Trump finishing his term.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.